Did not know what it was like to feel like you're really breathing and not being so clogged up. I would do it again in a heartbeat, and I would definitely recommend it for someone else.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, facial pain, pressure, congestion? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Set an appointment today with St. Louis Sinus Centers. Call 314-332-2885. 314-332-2885. That's 314-332-2885. 332-2885.
Today's Annie Fry Show YouTube live chat poll. Are you watching the 2024 Olympics? A simple yes or no. Let us know what you think. It is 12:50. This time check is sponsored by Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's time for a $98 AC tune-up.
JerryKelly.com. Missouri, it's time to vote. The Missouri primary is August 6th, and early voting is happening now. Make your voice heard. Cast your vote in the Missouri primary. Democracy 2024. It's happening now on 97.1 FM Talk. This is the Annie Fry Show.
Yes, it is. This is everything you missed over the weekend. Let's start with CrowdStrike. They are offering...
Can I just insert here that all happened while I was on vacation? And I don't really 100% know the totality of, that screen's not working because of CrowdStrike?
Yeah.
Well, I hate it.
Yeah. Everything else.
I'm furious about it.
Hey, everything else is back up and running because you were gone for the worst of it.
Yeah, that I just got a little bit of a hint that like it hit the fan, and I'm like, I don't want to know. And I turned it all off, except for that screen over there, which shows me exactly what's supposed to be happening on the show. Is not working. Is that the last thing from CrowdStrike?
I think it's the last thing in the building that's not working.
World?
Is me and you's
in the
screen
world?
In the whole world that we look at to determine the times of things. Yeah. That happened on the Friday before, like the last Friday before you came back, right?
And it was the Friday before I got back.
So all I knew is that Mark Cox, because I come in on Friday mornings to do a hit on Mark Cox,
come in Friday mornings to hit on Mark Cox?
It's the only time where he's kind of open to the idea.
don't walk into something.
He's in a good mood at about 8:30 on Friday. I figure, I'll come on in. What's up, Mark?
I'm sorry. For a whole lot of things.
Doing? Yeah. It makes our office awkward since we share an office.
Everything's making more sense to me now.
There's a lot of, like, on air it's great, and then we walk in the office and it's just completely silent and chilly. It's weird.
Except for the candles. They're those man-scented candles. It's like cut grass.
Mm-hmm. We enjoy it.
If Mark's not listening.
All I know is that that morning, he was told ahead of time, Mark, just so you know, you might have to do 4 hours without stopping. Like, start at 5 a.m. Don't stop talking until 9.
We have some interviews that we try to keep recent or kind of evergreen interviews. They are the SOS.
Yeah.
Literally, if I went down.
You go down.
If I go kaput right
and
here.
And I go down.
Yeah, Ryan's the one who shot me. This is now the Manny Show. But if I, like, we can fire off those interviews. We had a fire.
The only times we've had to do it.
An alert go off in the building. It was like, what did it say? Abandoned ship?
Yeah, it did. It was from the 1880s.
And they were talking like pirates.
Yeah. Yar. That'd be fire.
And so we said, all right, fire the interview up, and then we can leave and... You guys get 15 minutes of non-silence, and after that, who knows? But with this, we need to have breaks.
We should. Every
should.
Now and then. We should have at least like a minute or two where we can kind of gather ourselves, get a drink maybe. I'm glad that we went over all that because CrowdStrike is very, very sorry about what happened.
They should be.
So sorry.
I want justice for the screen.
We can get two of these offers. They're offering their partners a $10 Uber Eats gift card. kid you not.
Our bad.
In an email posted to social media platform X, CrowdStrike reportedly said that the company recognizes the additional work.
What is CrowdStrike's relationship with Uber Eats?
I don't think they have one. I think they're just offering, hey, we know you're working late. Maybe we can deliver you a meal.
I would think that this is huge for Uber Eats.
Uber Eats actually flagged it as fraud because so many people tried to use it all at once that they thought, oh, this has got to be some sort of scam. But it wasn't. It's real. It's, they said, to express our gratitude, your next cup of coffee or late night snack is on us. Thanks, CrowdStrike.
Man, they can go down every week for free lunch.
I don't think our engineers would say yes to that.
No, I wasn't here. I don't know. They're usually pretty calm and chill.
Yeah.
They actually are.
Actually, yeah, they do a good job.
That's usually, like, people know what engineers and IT people are like. Our engineers are fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
They are not the stereotypical type of engineer.
Would you say that's usually kind of a panicked person? Like, oh, everything's all the time?
No,
like ER doctor?
No, when the IT person comes and tries to fix your computer, and if you're of a certain age and you've tried the basic things, you've restarted the computer, whatever, they sit down and they're like, all right, dumbest person in the world, get out of your chair.
Okay.
Jimmy Fallon did that character on Saturday Night Live. Move.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, honestly, if you're going from workstation to workstation and you just are restarting computers to fix them, I could kind of see where that would come from.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would do well in that life.
But
we have
either.
Great engineers here.
Yeah, we do.
At Odyssey.
Yeah, they've done great. I actually came in.
Except for that screen.
that one screen. That Sunday night when Joe Biden dropped out of the race, I came in to do the live show version of Wiggins America, which is usually a replay from Saturday morning. But I was like, nope, can't do that one. And they were in here still working on the weekends. So good on you guys. Here's one last one before we get to the top of the hour here. Deadpool and Wolverine, a comic book adventure story that pairs two of Marvel's most popular characters, is turbocharging the box office. It is absolutely killing it. Mm. The number one rated R movie ever now released.
You guys Deadpool fans, you are. You
were, I went
sure.
and watched it.
Did you?
I saw the movie.
No,
yeah.
I mean like just in general. Deadpool?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen them way after the fact and enjoyed both of the movies. Yeah.
They're not for me, though.
No?
They didn't make that movie for me.
No, they didn't.
I guess not.
Isn't it okay to be like, it's just not for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I could probably come out and like really criticize it for things that are just in opposition to what I would be comfortable watching. Mm-hmm. But I can also just acknowledge, not for me.
Yeah.
And it maybe, you know, wish it success.
I just really enjoyed a movie that's making commentary about itself as it's happening. I've never really seen a movie that did that so well as Deadpool. Did you watch this new one?
Oh, man. It was.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It's crass, right?
Yeah, it's crass. I giggled the whole way through it, though. I mean, it's
well, that's the kind of guy you are, Brad.
Yeah, crass and violent and bloody.
Okay,
but
I kind of want to go see this now.
But the comedy in it is amazing.
That's what I've heard. So it's killing it at the box office. Number one rated R movie ever. There you go.
Hooray! Good for them.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, I hope Ryan Reynolds is doing okay. So,
I was too. Mint Mobile, I was like, gosh, he just sold it.
Yeah. He was going to struggle and hanging out with Taylor Swift for her money all the time. Who knows? See more when we come back.